Nursing home operators here have warned this week that the long-term viability of some nursing homes is at risk due to rising costs. A report by PricewaterhouseCoopers PwC, commissioned by Nursing Homes Ireland, found a 36% increase in the operational cost of care per resident since 2017. 31 nursing homes and 915 beds have closed in the last 3 years. Earlier this week, we also heard from the families of one facility in Cork, which is leaving the Fair Deal scheme, the state-funded scheme for residential care, because of a row over state funding. Well, with us in studio is Minister of State of the Department of Health with special responsibility for older people, Deputy Mary Butler. Very welcome to the programme. Thank you for coming into us.
Thank you, Brian.
Before we come to this this issue, perhaps a comment on Fergal's report, which we just heard. I'm mindful that many of those patients we're talking about would be older people who are perhaps ready to be discharged from hospital, but their clinicians aren't available to send them either home or back to a nursing home. Is that at all acceptable?
I think this data is absolutely invaluable. It reiterates what we already knew, that we knew at the weekends that we didn't see the same amount of egress through the hospital. We didn't see the same amount of people leaving the hospital from a Friday afternoon to a Monday morning. And, you know, we have a situation now where additional capacity is required. Overcrowding is a year-round challenge. And, you know, I know Bernard Gloucester and Minister Donnelly have asked the HSE to develop a year-round plan now. And I think this information is very, very timely, because we do have to see more people being discharged at the weekends. We always have pressures Tuesday and Wednesday, the highest days with numbers on trolleys. And egress is really important, because we have stepped up in relation to step down facilities, in relation to transitional care funding. It was used 10,000 times last year in relation to respite, older persons, so daycare.
Should all healthcare staff be working 7 days? I mean, many of them do work a 7 day shift, a 7 day rotation, but should all involved in delivering our healthcare be on that kind of arrangement?
Well, I definitely think a lot of our healthcare staff do work 5 days over seven. And I do believe going forward, like, you can't ask anyone to work 7 days a week. But, you know, in lots of companies and lots of businesses, people do work weekends. And in relation to healthcare, you know, you have to provide healthcare support 7 days a week.
All right. Let's move on to this week's PwC report on nursing home costs and closures and the Fair Deal payments. Now, as I say, they found a 36% increase in the cost of care since 2017 in homes. A third of homes are losing money, they say. 900 beds have been lost to the system in the last 3 years. 31 homes closed last year. Is Fair Deal, as it's currently constituted, actually fit for purpose?
It is. Fair Deal was designed to protect and support vulnerable older people, to ensure equal access to nursing home care based on what you could afford. So I think that's a really important point. Fair Deal is really, really important. And I have a massive budget, Brian, of $1.5 billion a year. Now, when you put that into context, that's more than my mental health budget. That's more than the money that's provided for the South South West Hospital Group in the southeast of the country. So it's a massive amount of money to support 22,500 people to be able to avail of nursing home care. So 18,000 beds would be provided by the private sector, and 4,500 beds are provided by the HSE. Notwithstanding that, I understand that small family, voluntary, community-run nursing homes are very, very challenged at the moment. But we have a situation currently where 10,700 beds are controlled by 15 large companies.
Yes, and what's your point?
The point I'm trying to make is that the nursing home sector is quite fragmented. So on the one side, you have big corporate investment funds driving 10,700 beds. And on the other side, you have small family-run nursing homes.
But we've seen for all of them a huge increase in costs.
We have.
Costs of staff, costs of catering, costs on energy, obviously, as well, although there's been help for that. But the Fair Deal increases have been nothing like matching those increases in costs.
Okay, so, as I've said, a massive budget of €1.5 billion to support nursing home care. My budget has to run from the 1st of January to the 31st of December. If you apply for Fair Deal for your loved one, Fair Deal can be turned around within 4 weeks, which is really, really important. Mm. I can't afford for my budget not to operate October, November or December if the budget is not in place.
But I have to speak want to bring us back to the cost here. Inflation last year was 8%. Now, did Fair Deal payments at all keep pace with that?
Okay, so I secured an extra €41 million this year for Fair Deal. And currently, anybody who is negotiating their Fair Deal deed are receiving an uplift of approximately between 6% and 7% at the moment. But also, you have to look at
it in the round. For a number of years, obviously, though, in many cases, it might be a 2 or 3
year. No. Yeah. Everybody now from this year, when they negotiate their deed, they now can apply for a yearly negotiation. That has changed.
Right. So they're recently getting 6% a year?
They're getting an uplift this year. The uplift is between 6% and 7%. There was an extra €41 million provided. But I also want to point out, over the last 3 years,
well, what about the homes that are currently
I get to that point, because you have to look at it in the round. In the last 3 years, we have provided additional funding of €240 million to the nursing home sector. All nursing homes continue to receive free PPE and oxygen on a weekly basis, never referred to. Yeah. That has cost the state almost €80 million to date. Also, I put in place an inflationary fund to support nursing homes, who can all claim up to €63,000 from July of last year to the end of June of this year towards their costs.
But can I also make the point, I've just one last point to make.
I also need to make the point that private nursing homes are also able to avail of additional top-up payments from the HSE. So this year so far, for the first 3 months, it was a €1.5 million additional payments for residents in nursing homes that have very high levels of acuity or complex care needs.
The really telling fact in all of this, Minister, is it not, is the big difference in funding between HSE homes compared to the private and voluntary sector. Around €744 a week more is paid to HSE homes as compared to those that are funded privately through the Fair Deal.
So, now, Brian, the HSE is the statutory provider of last resort, and it will always step in where a resident's needs are sufficiently complex that there is no place else for them to go. And they have to be staffed accordingly in order to do this. HSE-run community hospitals provide support to the most complex of cases. They have consultant geriatrician support. They work closely with the integrated care platforms for older people teams. They have access to psychiatry later life, dentistry, dietetics. We're not comparing like with like.
Because a government commissioned report in 2021 found, and I quote, there was little difference in the levels of dependency between public and private nursing homes.
Brian, that value for money report had a very small sample of 5 nursing homes, less than 1% of nursing homes at that time.
So have you asked for a larger study?
Yes, I have. I have information provided to me, and I accept and acknowledge.
So, have you published that information?
We're working through various data that have been commissioned. But I accept.
So it's incomplete. Is that right?
No. I accept and acknowledge that there are challenges in the nursing home sector, but I do not think the government or I as minister can be accused of not providing substantial supports. We're talking about 1/20th of the entire health budget for 22,500 people. But yeah. Brian, if I might...
Sorry, just on this question, you have no evidence to present to us that will support your contention that people in HSE homes have higher levels of dependency and need greater levels of care.
Well, I have evidence. And I'm a minister that's on the ground. So last week, for example, I was in St John's Hospital in Sligo, a Sligo community hospital that supports people under Fair Deal. Mm-hmm. And I met people there that had early onset dementia. I met people there with acquired brain injuries. I met people there with profound dementia challenges. So we do know there are. Now, private nursing homes also provide fantastic care in the community, and they take people with high levels of acuity as well. But there are top-up payments to support that.
The Nursing Homes Ireland is looking for, and I quote, an immediate stabilisation fund to stem these closures in the sector. Is further emergency funding needed?
So we saw 18 nursing homes close last year. 3 of them weren't registered with HICWA, but we had a net increase of 88 beds last year. And this year already, we've seen a net increase of 122 beds. Now, the situation is that the beds might not be in the area where you need them most. And, you know, they are bigger nursing homes that are being provided. We are very challenged in relation to small family nursing homes embedded in the community for many years. But we are doing a lot.
We're going to need more than 40,000 residential care places by 2030. That's not that far away. And that's heading up for double what's provided at the moment. And you're talking about 80 or 100 beds this year or last. Yes. Really, it's nowhere near what's required, is it?
It's not. But at the same time, we're providing huge amount of supports to support people to age well at home. I would have met with Bernard Gloucester, the new chief exec of the HSE, last week. I've had many conversations with Minister Donnelly. And what I'm trying to achieve also is more capacity in the public sector.
Yeah, but there are people who will need that residential place, won't there? And maybe in excess of 40,000 within just several years. And will those places be there for them?
That's to my point. I'm trying to create more more capacity in the public sector as well, because at the moment we have a 10-year plan to build new community nursing units. We're replacing them because of HICL compliance, and you know, we're replacing maybe 60 or 70 beds, but I want to see more capacity being built in at that moment.
Just a final question. The families involved with Beaumont Nursing Home in Cork, which is not closing, but it's leaving the Fair Deal scheme, because they say it simply doesn't cover the costs involved in delivering the care. 50 or so residents there. Where do they go?
I want to talk to the families, and thank you for giving me that opportunity. I understand the level of stress and worry this situation must be causing the residents, the families and their staff. So the nursing home the nursing home that we speak about have taken a commercial decision to withdraw from Fair Deal. And I want to speak to the families and reassure them that the HSE will support families in a situation where a private nursing home is no longer able to provide or willing to provide care under
Fair
Deal.
Will there be a place for those individuals if they can't afford the private fees, which would be very substantial?
There absolutely will. The HSE will work with them. As you've said, we've seen 18 nursing homes close last year.
50 places available in Cork?
We've already had to work with families. But what I am saying is, I know for a fact that the nursing home and the NTPF are meeting tomorrow, and I think now we should give them the time and the space to try and work this out. I believe a solution can be found.
Minister of State Mary Butler, thanks for talking to us on the News at One.